Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The World Health Organization says thousands of new Ebola infections are expected in Liberia in the next few weeks. You can see how many areas are now affected at our website. Jim Snyder of EFCA Reach Global says they're teaching people how to stop Ebola and they're spreading the hope of Christ instead. But they really need your help.
Right now, the best thing to do is to help out financially because the resources are extremely limited. We're just not seeing the funding.
We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to China with a follow-up about Gao Zhajing, a Christian human rights lawyer. Many of you are praying for him while he was in jail and rejoiced when he was released last month. But China Aid says the persecution he endured behind bars is telling. Advocates say he's been utterly destroyed. Once a man who spoke strongly for the freedom to follow Christ, now he's barely able to speak. We have five ways to pray for and with him posted at our website. And training youth to be effective leaders wherever they go sounds pretty good, right? Well, it is, but for a small mission organization like Moses, Inc., there are big challenges with that. Gary Antcliffe of Moses says the youth learn how to lead during a mission trip, but take the skills to other areas of life. It's not a bad thing, but it's harder to keep operating with a low rate of return. Antcliffe says,
of course, we couldn't do it without the Lord's help and spirit along with us. And each board meeting, we have a time, a session of prayer and thanksgiving for what the Lord has done for us.
Visit us at our website to learn about their upcoming dinner auction. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD. It's called Ibrahim and the Dreamer, a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storing evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.